The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to IMC. For those of you who are new, Nena, who's there at the soundboard, is the manager for today. And if you have any questions about them. So in terms of practice, meditation practice, mindfulness practice, one of the supports for that, that is good to evoke the best you can, is contentment. The discontent can be seen as often one of the root fuels for the agitated mind or the busy mind or the distractible mind. And in that discontent, in some way or other, is the fuel. If that fuel can be replaced with contentment, it's a lot easier to be present, to be here. And it could be quite simple for some of you just to remind yourself to be content, whatever that means. And then if it's not that simple, then perhaps a short reflection about being content. Maybe there's a lot of things in your life that are worth being discontented about, but it's not worth being discontented about it all the time. Now, maybe it's okay to put some of those discontents aside and spend some time every day being content with what you have and what is. So you come to IMC here on this Wednesday morning and to meditate. And I would propose that this is a relatively good time to be content about a lot of things. You can be, right now there's no need to, so you can be content to be in a quiet, peaceful place with well-meaning people who are also interested in the practice, friendly people. Be content that you have enough material goods, enough resources, enough things in your life to show up here. That's pretty good. A lot of people don't. So are there simple reflections? They've got to look around and say, this is pretty content. I mean, temperature is relatively good and no one's bugging me too much. Just here. And so whatever it takes to kind of evoke some sense of being content with this moment, with this time, with being content here, not to be complacent, not to kind of then just kind of just be lazy or just kind of be naively accepting of what is, but being content enough so that you're willing to show up and be present with what's here, so that you're not being distracted by your discontent. So enough contentment to be an antidote for a short time for your discontent. And then letting that serve you and help you to settle into this moment, this practice, this time right here and now, so the practice can go fuller and richer for you. And maybe by the end of the morning, you find yourself more settled, more calm, more contented, more open, more clear than you were when you began. So may you all be content today. Thank you.